Hello, everyone. Welcome to myself, Max McGillivray from Beanstalk Global. What a fantastic broadcast we've got for you today. I'm so excited because I'm sat here in England, but we're talking to Natalia in America, in Florida. Natalia, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
and the reason for this broadcast is we've got a great partnership set up with Natalia and her team at United Fresh. Natalia, can I give a bit of a background on United Fresh so everyone is aware of you and your colleagues, please?
Sure, yeah. I'm going to try to make a long story short because United Fresh was founded in 1904, actually. It wasn't all the time at the same location. We are based in Washington, D.C. And now you put me on the spot. We're based in Washington, D.C., and most of our members are from a U.S. base, but also they have affiliates in other countries and they are global. So our members are, you know, from the grower to the retailer, everyone in the supply chain, you know, from A to C. We make sure that we cover the whole supply chain. So that's a little bit of United Fresh, but we have so much, Max, that I will follow your questions.
Fantastic. And just for the people on the podcast, let me give you, if it's okay, Natalia, you give us a great intro. Let me give it some a little bit more information so that people are aware, because I'm going to be very blunt with this. We want people from UK, Europe, Africa, Australasia to join United Fresh. So United Fresh, what we found is that they're an amazing trade group. The membership represent the full breadth of the produce supply chain in the USA, from small family businesses to large international corporations. United Fresh member companies bring together themselves across the whole produce industry to speak with one unified voice. As we all know, the fresh produce industry thrives on vital connections from family businesses to global corporations. And United Fresh has got a great reputation for bringing together members across every segment of the supply chain to build relationships that are as solid with a handshake as with a contract. And I love that. They empower industry leaders to join forces to shape government policy in the US. They deliver the resources and expertise companies need to succeed in managing complex business and technical issues. In addition, the training that they provide and the development to individuals help those people advance their careers and produce. And through these endeavors, they unite the industry with a common purpose to build long-term success for their members and grow produce consumption. Yes, that's what we want. A number of international companies are keen to find connections to create new sales routes into the US or to sell their products and services to the fresh produce community stateside. United Fresh is totally geared up to assist you, if that's of interest to you, to achieve that success. So on our Beanstalk broadcast today, we wanted to find out from Natalia as to how these potential new members of United Fresh could find out about United Fresh and what's it like to work with them with the States. But Natalia, you and I, I'd like to say you and I are a bit of a dream team, but it feels like we need a couple of other rock stars to come on in to give us a bit more of an understanding as to fresh produce within the United States and United Fresh. Natalia, who could you recommend, please, for us?
You know, I have two people in mind that they're stars, like you just said, and you are one of the stars now. You can come and work for us. You sell it so well. Why don't we invite Maida Sotomayor-Kirk from Seals with Greenyard and Mark Manger from Four Seasons?
Fantastic. Mark, Maida, come on in.
Fantastic. Hi, Max. Hi, Natalia.
Hi. For air, sorry.
Guys, this is brilliant to have you on. If there's one thing that we've all learned through this oddity of this whole pandemic, is that the communication that we've now got, that we are whatever it is, 4,000, 5,000 miles away, but to be able to communicate with you and to learn from you as to what is going on within the United States, the fresh produce sector, and United Fresh, I think is amazing. And you know, it was all a bit of a setup. That in our green room, we were just talking about how amazing fresh produce is and how we're probably very blessed as to what a community it is, not only in the UK or Spain or South Africa or the United States, but globally. So I think that's I'm just so excited about having everyone on today. So let's give a bit of again for the podcast, if it's okay, I just want to give a bit of a description as to Mark and Maida so that you're fully aware as to who they are. And so we can then find out again as to what their views are as to what's going on within fresh produce in the US and also United Fresh. So Mark is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for 4Earth Farms, where he's responsible for leading the sales team, developing new customer opportunities, and guiding the company's strategic direction. He's been working in the produce industry for 34 years. He's attended the University of California, and he currently sits on the United Fresh Board of Directors and chairs the United Fresh Produce Marketing Merchandising Council. Mark, does that sound about spot on?
That sounds about spot on. Thank you, Max.
I'm glad that Mark has the Mark and Maida have their background of their company name in it, you know. So when we make a mistake, we know exactly where you're from.
And Natalia, it's really interesting with Mark's background because the quote of "People Produce Planet." We're seeing this so often now. Mark, I apologize if it's copyrighted. I hope it's not. But that whole purpose of People Produce Planet and the whole sustainability drive, I think is fantastic. So let's go over to Maida. Maida's the CEO of her business and president of Greenyard USA. She's been in the industry for over 30 years and was originally from Havana in Cuba. In 2008, she became the company's first female CEO in its 100-year plus history. And under her leadership, imports have grown to represent 80% of its turnover and has expanded to include other commodities. She was awarded Produce Woman of the Year in 2011 and has served on several industry boards and committees. In 2017, she was appointed to a position on the board of directors of the United Fresh Produce Association and chairwoman of the International Advisory Board. In 2018, she was named Produce Person of the Year by the Packer newspaper. In 2020, she was honored by the Produce Business Vanguards Award as one of the 35 innovators who shaped the industry over the past 35 years. So Natalia, what do you think? I think we've got two rock stars with us today, don't you think?
We do. You got three. Don't forget about me.
So we mustn't forget about Natalia. Natalia is a native of Argentina and is a living example of cultural integration, a natural leader with a deep sense of teamwork, backed up by a highly professional and strategic approach to business challenges and opportunities. She is United Fresh Manager of International Member Relations, where she's responsible for leading the international market. She's been in the industry for over 9 years, and her career in produce enabled her to help members grow by providing connections that expand business opportunities and increase sales and consumption. She was awarded Delaware Valley's Most Influential Latino in 2012. She sits on the board of directors of Global Women Fresh, the International Advisory Board at United Fresh, and the Perishable Committee at the Board of Miami and Port Everglades. So there we go, everyone. Three rock stars. So let's get into this. Mark, why are you in fresh produce? You, as an individual, you could have gone into politics, you could have gone into military, you could have gone into corporate affairs. How did you end up in fresh produce, please, sir?
I just got lucky. To be honest, Max, I actually was studied animal science at college, and I was going to go into the veterinary sciences, took a little sidetrack, and took a temporary job in what I thought was going to be a year or two in the produce industry, actually with the California Kiwi Fruit Commission. It was a brand new crop back then, and fell in love with the growers, fell in love with the industry, with just the health that we sell. And I got hooked, and it's been almost 35 years now, and absolutely no regrets, and love getting up every morning and coming into work and doing the fresh thing.
Mark, I love what you say, that the health that you sell, because one thing that we want to do with these broadcasts is to encourage so many more younger people to come into the sector, because come on everyone, would you rather not work with the likes of Mark or Maida rather than a horrible energy drink that's doing no good? And look at Mark's background. I'm going to keep on saying it. People, produce, planet. Maida, come on, how did you get into this sector? Likewise, you could have been running the US government now, couldn't you?
You would think, but no, I completely took a different turn than Mark. At least he started in agriculture studies. I was going to be a lawyer. Imagine that. I was going to, but then I, and so my introduction to the produce industry was really by coincidence. I fell into it and then I've never left. Like Mark, I've been in it for over 36 years. I started really, really, really young, way young, of course. And I couldn't imagine my life as a lawyer today, because it's probably, not probably, it is the best business to be in. You're in nature. You deal with people that love the earth, that love the ground, love sustainability. It's one of the best businesses to be in by far.
I agree. We were talking about this in the green room. That's the sense of purpose of being involved in fresh produce and know that you're doing good for people. I'm also with the, I don't know that if you're seeing the same thing, but in the likes of UK, there's so much talk about regenerative agriculture, looking after the soils, putting more in to get less out or more out for the longer term. It's such an amazing sector to be involved in. So let's get a snapshot of what you're seeing at the moment. Mark, what is the fresh produce within the States? And we always describe it in the UK that the United States to us is a bit like four countries. You've got whatever the figure is, 240, 250 million souls within the country. But fresh produce as a whole, is this in rude health coming out of COVID, or have you got some issues along the way? What do you see, Mark, within fresh produce within the United States?
You know, we're feeling very optimistic and positive about where we are right now with fresh produce. Clearly, COVID has been disruptive. When our country shut down with the COVID back almost a year ago, food service, the restaurant, hospitality side of the business really came to a shuttering halt, and so that segment of the business has definitely been damaged, and it's recovering slowly. But it really is going to be dependent on how quickly everything opens up. But on the counterpart, because so many people were suddenly working from home, that we had nowhere to go, the retail side of the business, so our supermarket business, really took off with a flourish. And we've continued to see very strong retail sales throughout this entire COVID pandemic. And, you know, I think it's for two things. One, people don't have anywhere to go, so they're eating from home and preparing a lot of their own meals. And two, because produce is healthy and people right now are concerned about the pandemic and concerned about their family's health, I think that we've seen a lot of emphasis on the healthy attributes of fresh produce and eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables to try and boost your immune system and use it as a natural way to, you know, try and avoid catching the pandemic, or if you get COVID, healing from it quickly.
Spot on. And Maida, would you duplicate Mark's comments or have you seen things slightly differently from your perspective?
No, absolutely. We have seen the same thing. Although the food service business has definitely been hurt, we have seen retail rebound enormously to the point of having bottlenecks at certain times. Wow. Because they couldn't handle the amount of product that was being supplied. So the supply chain was under pressure. Labor has been under pressure. So there are some wonderful attributes, but there's also some downside. And we had a lot of which United has helped us with enormously, which is labor issues, government issues, to make sure that our people are being taken care of, that we were considered essential employees. So when that happened, we were still able to function, because at one point, essential employees could come in. And of course, that's why we still have meat and produce on our shelves. One of the things we did see is that we saw an enormous amount of push for bag product. That's something that happened only, I think, because people felt more comfortable or less or more secure with bagged product than loose. So then the supply chain of bags became an issue, and the capacity to bag product became an issue. So you do see some of the good and the bad in all of this at times.
It's fascinating. Within the UK, we have seen exactly the same thing. We're now on our third lockdown that we're hopefully going to be coming out of in March. Our first lockdown, it was the same thing about the packaged fresh produce, that people were preferring to buy that rather than than loose because they thought that loose would potentially be contaminated. So we got this oddity that we've seen. So like in the UK, we've seen a 30% rise of some vegetable sales because people are scratch cooking from home, and they're not going out. And as Mark especially intimated, could that be the cannibalization of sales from people not eating out? So the food service sector going down. Mark, what's your view as to when we are, and we'll be positive about this, when we're out of the pandemic, say a year down the line when it's clear, do you think everything is going to bounce back to normal in the United States in terms of people going back to food service, going back to restaurants, to outlets, to eateries, to eat? Or is there something seminal now happened that people are going to be cooking more at home? So it's going to be more retail sales that yourself and Maida have got to be focused on?
It's a really good question. We're having that conversation almost daily as we're trying to strategize. We just completed a 3-year plan, and we're trying to look forward and say what is going to happen. I think it's going to be a hybrid, Max. I think that people are learning new habits. I think people are introducing themselves as they're trying to find ways to spice up being stuck at home by trying new recipes, new varieties, new types of produce. And I think those are creating healthy long-term habits. But we are confident that when things open up and restaurants reopen up and we can start behaving more like a normal society again, that there is going to be a renaissance at the food service side of the business. I think people are really eager to get out of the house and yep. to have a little bit of entertainment. Out here in Los Angeles, they just started doing a little bit of outside dining, and my wife and I went out for Valentine's Day, and it felt like it just felt so special. And yet we were actually eating outside. We were freezing to death. We had jackets on, but it really felt unique. And I think that in a small way, that's just reflective. I think people are eager to have some entertainment, but I really think that we'll end up somewhere in the middle. I don't think that we're going to see a big drop off in retail sales, but we're really eager to see the restaurants return. We're concerned about that segment of our business and want to keep them healthy.
Well said. And Maida, do you think the sales of produce will remain high ongoing as you work your way through the pandemic?
You know, at first, when the pandemic first happened, we saw a big surge in frozen. People yes. were so scared for the perishability of fresh produce that the frozen aisles were completely empty, yet produce was still available. As we went on, and this wasn't a 4-week thing, and we've all realized that it was going to be longer. I think, as Mark said, we changed our habits, stopped in having frozen, and started looking more into the fresh. I don't think that's going to go away. I think the people that have learned how to cook will continue to cook and want to. I think the TV shows or cooking channels are at a all rating high because people want some new recipes. So I think that isn't going to change, but people will, I believe, want to go out and have some form of normality as we were at one time.
Natalia, it's slightly off topic. I'm going to ask you this question, Natalia. It's slightly off topic, but it'd be fascinating to hear your views. What do you think will happen working from home-wise? Do you think in the States everyone's going to return back to normal when this is all cleared? Or are we going to have this 3 days at home, two days at work? Is there going to be a new norm? Natalia, what's going to happen within United Fresh, within your team as an example, please?
Well, in my team, we have me and another colleague that we've been working from home before the pandemic, but then now the whole team is working outside of the office. And what I think will happen is that we will just become more flexible in how many times a week we could go to the office and how many times we could work from home for those who actually had to drive somewhere, right?
Yep.
This opportunity allows people that instead of driving an hour, they can wake up and exercise or do any other kind of routine before going to the office and just sitting at the desk. I think that will be a mix on a hybrid too, working at the office and from home. because many companies realized that their office space was being just an office, right? And people can still do their work from home.
Yeah. Well said. So let's get to this. Because we don't want to talk about depressing things like pandemics, because we're going to work through this all, because we're a race that is used to battling things and creating success and eating healthily, especially eating more of a Mark and made us fresh produce. United Fresh, Mark, why has United Fresh been of benefit to you and your business?
You know what? You mentioned it in the beginning where you used the word community. Our industry is really a community, and we're better when we work together than when we try and work independently. And United is our forum, and it is our center point that brings us together as a community. You know, our industry is so diverse and made up of so many different segments, from the growing and the shipping side of it, from the processing and distributor side of it. We have brokers, retailers, transportation people. And what United is for us, it is a place where we can all meet in the center and share a kind of common goal, common vision, common issues. We have a lot of regional groups that represent their local areas and their industries that are specific to Florida or California or New York. But the reality is, if we went back to Washington, D.C. from a government regulation standpoint, with all of these different voices, if we went to to message from all of our unique perspectives, I think the message would get lost. But United brings us all together and allows us to speak with a common voice, whether it's advocating for new legislation, whether it is looking for different marketing opportunities. And I think that's really the strength that we found in it. It is United. It unites us as an industry.
What I found so interesting, I'm in the UK, but myself and Natalia and her colleague Mary, we got on so well from how long we've been talking, Natalia. It feels like forever, but it's only probably been 4, 5, 6 months. And I've learned so much from Natalia and Mary and her other colleagues. Perhaps more so than I've actually felt from some trade groups within Europe. Maida, what's your view? United Fresh, have they been a benefit to you and your business?
You know, we've been a member of United Fresh, I think, for at least 50 years, 50 some odd years. The company's 100 and some odd years old. So I think it's from the beginning. We've been a member for many years. And it wasn't until recently that I started taking a stronger look at United to see what did it offer? Why were we paying these dues? What were we getting out of it? And then I had to put my money where my mouth was, and they said, come to and sit on the board and you'll see. So I accepted a board seat, and I quickly realized that United did a lot of things that I in fact did not even know. Some of the things that Mark talks about, but I think you've heard, Max, that the United States has had a little bit of a government issue in the last 4 years, and United was really our voice amongst all the chaos. They sit in right there in the government. They're talking to government officials, they're talking to Congress, people that make the decisions to say, put fruits and vegetables in the SNAP program. Make sure that the treaty or the agreement with Mexico is fair and correct for both sides. They are they bring their members' concerns, bring it all together, and creates one voice. And that is an invaluable thing that individually Mark and I couldn't do. Yeah. We would not be able to knock on the door of a congressperson and say, hey, listen to our problem. But United brings it as a group, as an association, and they listen and we get results.
Wow. And okay, to get that is a fantastic organization within the United States. Why this ambition to get international fresh produce companies to join United Fresh and become involved with the United States fresh produce? Mark, what's your views, please?
I go back to community, especially as a fresh produce industry. We're not just a domestic industry. We're a global industry. And, you know, as consumers have had more access to the internet, to international traveling, to, to expand beyond just the borders of the United States, I think their tastes have expanded as well. And we have a responsibility to serve our customers by offering them new varieties, new innovative packaging, to offer them year-round supplies. And that's where we are a global industry. The United States can't feed itself 365 days out of the year. And so I just think there's huge opportunities to continue to collaborate beyond the borders so that, we can work together to serve a broader market.
And, Max, adding to what Mark just said, one of the benefits when you are a member of United Fresh is that you can serve as a member of one of our segment boards that differentiate us from other associations, that we have different segment boards like Grower Shipper, International Advisory Board, and so on. And also we have expert councils that... So there is opportunity for everyone, and it will give you the visibility, it will give your company the visibility. We will learn from that international company, and that international company will learn from us. So that's also adding to just what Mark just said.
Yeah, but and Mark, he's claimed it, but I was going to use the word collaborate, and Mark stolen it. God damn it. Because what I was intrigued on is whether you would see someone from the UK or Europe who's looking to export to United States as a competitor. But Mark, you've hit it on the head. Collaboration. You can't feed the United States 24/7, 365 days a year with particular products. And as you say, there's going to be an insatiable demand for more products, especially as people get more and more excited about fresh produce as they get more and more aware of it. So it's about collaboration. So Maida, would you agree with that? Or have you got anything else to add as to why overseas companies should join United Fresh and get involved with the USA fresh produce sector?
Well, as the chair of the International Advisory Board, I have a lot to say about that, because I truly feel that United was missing a big segment of their membership in not bringing value to the international world. Because as Mark says, for example, we can't purchase a pineapple. It's not grown here in the United States. Mainly, most avocados, although there are California, are imported. Mangoes, majority of them are all imported. So if we want to have a mango, we have to learn that it comes from all over, and we have to broaden our horizon. So international members for United are becoming much more and more important. But also, United is becoming more important because we're offering our international members a lot of benefits. For example, food safety. This is such a big topic, and it's not only a topic for the United States. It's a topic, I know, in the UK, in Germany. Greenyard, as a global company, we have a lot of resources to talk to us about food safety. But what about a smaller company that doesn't have those resources? Becoming a member of United helps them get all these resources at their fingertips, because they're able to obtain it. We have an educational session that's coming up in March that talks about what are the good and bad things about importing. How do you import? How do you export? So anybody, anywhere in the world, can take these sessions and learn. I think it's an invaluable, especially now internationally when you can't travel. Yeah. This is the best way to do it, to take the advantage of all the things that United can offer.
Well done, and it's segueing really nicely, Mark, to Brandstorm. Could you tell us about Brandstorm, please, and how that's going to be of interest to overseas fresh produce companies to get involved with United Fresh, please?
You bet. Before I talk about Brandstorm, I would encourage anybody that's listening, if they're not familiar with United, to log on to United Fresh's site And you'll see that there's actually a member toolbox that talks about all of the different communities, boards, activities, events that United has to offer. And you know, it really is, I love that they call it a toolbox, because that really is, there's so many tools to help companies, big or small, build their business. And I am honored to be chairing United Fresh's Marketing and Merchandising Council, which is one of their expert councils that they have focused on helping companies improve their marketing programs. And marketing is a universal language, whether we're marketing in France, or we're marketing in Africa, or we're marketing in the United States. And we have had a conference that we call Brand Storm. This year, it is going to run from March 9th through the 11th. And it really is a marketing conference for produce marketers that was designed by produce marketers for produce marketers. Wow. It's really the one chance out of the year where marketing is a community that we can all get together and really sharpen our skills, hone our message, and learn from each other. We actually bring in a lot of expert speakers from outside of the industry, so we can learn what other industries that our marketing can do. And it's going to be virtual this year, which is an absolutely perfect setup for the international community. We ironically, but not ironically, have a global marketing trends workshop that's part of the conference. And we're going to hear from some experts from the Netherlands, from Mexico and South Africa. So it really will resonate with an international audience, and really encourage listeners to listen in. You know, we have so much that we learn when those of us that attend Fruit Logistica, when we go overseas and see the, you know, really unique and innovative marketing that Europeans do. And I think that, you know, as Americans, we do some pretty innovative marketing as well. But think how great our marketing can be if we go back to that collaborating world. Oh. And we share our ideas with each other and you know, look for great examples on how we can tell our story better and get more people eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
Well said, Mark. I'm so excited about Brandstorm, because there's a perception, which I think is correct, that especially within the UK, within fresh produce, we're very poor on branding because the retailers don't allow us to have brands. What I've learned, having listened to some key American speakers over the years when they kindly come over to the UK, and also learned from Natalia and Mary, is that my perception is that you're far better on marketing and branding within the States. So we desperately want to learn from you as to what the magic dust is, as to how we can create a brand. And it's also the same with the UK marketing term, create a brand, not a label. It's very easy to get a piece of fruit and stick a label on it, but it's got to be more authentic as the whole brand. So that's why I'm really keen to be involved with Brandstorm. So I'd encourage anyone who is watching this from outside the United States who wants to learn from the experts, because I think the US are the experts on that marketing side to get involved. Maida, are you involved with Brandstorm? I hope you are.
Oh yes, of course. I've been once, but I always send a staff member to Brandstorm, because it's a perfect way for you to have people that normally would not be able to travel or can travel. Now you could do it from home. Yeah. So I have, I think, two people registered for Brandstorm from our staff, and it gives them a great incentive also to be part of that community that Mark was talking about.
Natalia, how can we find out more about Brandstorm, please?
Well, as Mark mentioned earlier, you can go to our website, www.unitedfresh.org, and it will be right there on the right side. It's because this is one of our main events, and it's the first one of the year. So we are very excited that you, Max, will be the host for that panel, and we'll bring all the international attendees to listen to this panel of experts. But in the website, you can find out more, or they can send an email to me. I can share that information later.
Fantastic. So everyone, just to to wrap up, because I don't hold you up. What I've learned today, and it just compounds everything I've already learned from Natalia and Mary and the rest of the United Fresh team. I think Mark has stated it. It's all about collaboration. We are in one world of fresh produce, and we all want to collaborate and share. And using these virtual platforms in these strange times, that there is going to be an amazing positive out of this this negative that we're all going to work through. And so if we can learn from United Fresh and from the Lights of the Brandstorm event, it's going to be fantastic. And perhaps you might learn some things from us. We've talked in the past about how there's a perception in the US that we might be slightly better on the likes of packaging, say, or supply chain, say. And we would love to get experts to be presented to you so that you can learn from us. And likewise, we can learn from you. So I'm really keen to be able to promote United Fresh on this basis. So everyone, just before we wrap up, I'd love to get a view as to what you think we're going to see in the next. It's like one of those horrible interview questions, everyone. Where do you want to be in 5 years' time? But seriously, where do you think the sector is going to be in the short to medium term? Is it a good sector to be in for those already in it and the graduates that are watching? Or should we all stay clear of fresh produce? Is there going to be success in fresh produce? Mark, what do you think?
Absolutely. You know, clearly I'm biased. Clearly I've invested, the lion's share of my life and my entire career to fresh produce. But I really can't think of a better industry to be in, and you can't just think of it as somebody that is on the phone selling or marketing. There's just so many aspects to our industry, from technology to transportation to varietal development to engineering innovation. And this is an exciting time. Our industry is changing rapidly. Technology is driving us into a whole new frontier. And it really is an exciting time for young people to be thinking about a career in fresh produce. It is it's not your grandfather's produce anymore, produce industry anymore. It's I don't even know what our industry is going to look like in 5 years. And that doesn't frighten me. It excites me. It's hard to explain that to young people, but it really is a phenomenal industry. I can't say enough good things about it.
Maida, what do you think? I accused you earlier of you should have gone into government to sort out US government, but are you going to stay within fresh produce?
Well, this is what I've done all my life. I'm not expecting to change at this point in my life. But it is as Mark has said so very well, we have a great story to tell. We're not selling, what did you say, Max, a little while ago? We're not selling high sugar drinks.
Correct.
or tires or something boring. We are selling life and healthy. And we're trying to make a healthier future, as our Green Yard tagline says, and we believe in that. We really believe that that produce can change, and can change obesity, can change the way we live, can change our health, and can make us a better humans, and do it while still maintaining a good, sustainable life for the future of our children and the land that we cultivate in. So it's like Mark said, it's an exciting time. I would have been very bored to be a lawyer today. I am very glad I chose what I chose. It has worked very well for me and my family.
Well said. So Natalia, I think with our two rock stars, the thing that I've come away with is that apart from that, they're growing sunshine. They're doing so much good for all of us and the planet is the collaboration. And I'm so annoyed that Mark used the word before I did, is the collaboration that United Fresh want to show to other fresh produce companies and growers and individuals and consultants worldwide to join United Fresh. So shall we just give one more plug, Natalia, for Brandstorm? Can you just give the dates again and the website again as to how people can join up for the Brandstorm event, please?
Yes, our website at unitedfresh.org. And the dates are
March 9th through the 11th. So please join us.
Fantastic. Everyone, well done. Thank you very much for your time. So we're going to push this message about joining United Fresh. collaboration. They are not a talking shop. They're completely the opposite. They want to embrace you and bring you into their family, into their community. Maida, Mark, Natalia, thank you very much for your time. Please keep safe, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Brand Summit event in early March.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you, Max, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. Shush, Maida, you weren't meant to tell anyone.
Oh, sorry.
but come round to mine for drinks later.
Don't eat all the cupcakes at one day.
Okay, will do. Thank you, everyone. Keep safe.